also international artist by the name of Jay Kin. Shout out to the family, man. Jay Kin, get it in. You know what I'm saying? And look, that's an older track. And it's still going right now. It sounds like it's still in the spins right now, baby. Because that's what it is, man. See, certain music is timeless. Doesn't matter when you play it. Doesn't matter when it was thought of and then spawned and brought into existence. But once it hits. And certain music is timeless, man. There's no beginning nor ending to it. So it's forever traveling. You feel me? And then we had Situation. You know what I'm saying? The Situation by O'Dario. And we had that featuring Mad Professor. And that was a dope joint, man. You know what I'm saying? Canadian too. You know what I'm saying? So we play Canadian too, man. Don't get it twisted over here, man. We ain't just playing all the Yankee business. You know what I mean? We got Canadian dope, hip hop, rock. We got it all, man. It's a mixture. You know what I'm saying? But now we gonna get into the best part. The best part. Because we only deal with the best part. You know what I'm saying? 23 million miles of useful land used for the original man. 2 + 3 is the wisdom and understanding manifested to the power. The power is the truth, baby. Let it be known. Power is ability to produce an effect, right? Whether positive or negative. But if power is the truth, then the truth is a positive thing. You know what I'm saying? So, without further ado, we're going to introduce my man, Gold Kid. Gold Kid, say peace.
Peace, bro. Yes, sir. In the building. Everybody dreams.
How you feeling, my man?
Feeling amazing, brother. I want to say thank you for the invitation. Shout out to everybody that is listening to the radio. You know, we here representing for ourselves, sharing some knowledge with my brother, Hard Body Dreams, and having good conversations.
Man, I love it, bro. I love it. That's a hell of an introduction, man. Yo, now introduce all of our Latin brothers and sisters in. Yo, man, shout out to Peru, man. Speak it in your language, bro.
Yes, sir. A little bit of Espanol right here. De Perú para el mundo, de Chimbote para el mundo. Ya tú sabes, Golquita acá. Si algún latino está escuchando, un saludo para ti, hermano. Para los que están luchando por sus sueños, para los que están haciendo que las cosas pasen. Los que salen cada día a ganarse el pan, a ganarse los frijoles. Esa es mi gente. Un saludo para todos ustedes, hermano. Latinos en la casa, latinos in the house.
Boom, 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 boom. Love it, baby. I love it, man. I love it, man. So Gold Kid, man, let's start at the origin, man. Like I said, man, today's mathematics is born, right? So tell the audience, man, where were you born?
Brother, I was born in Chimbote, Peru. That's coast of Peru, going to the north, between the north and the middle of Peru, in the coast side. I'm from Chimbote, that is a city, it's a port, so a lot of fish over there. We grow up very close to the beach, a lot of fisherman industries and really good people, man. Warm people there, you know, you feel at home wherever you go. In my city, a lot of friends there that we grow up together making music. It's blessed to now be away and through my music at the same time I can speak to them and share everything that I've been learning while migrate from my country.
And so What are the surrounding countries of Peru? So with north, this will go with north, east, west, south.
We have Argentina. We have Chile, Ecuador, Bolivia, Colombia, Venezuela. That is not too far. And I'm forgetting one more. Ecuador, Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, Brazil. Did I say Brazil? Brazil is there because we share the Amazons.
So there's about 6 countries surrounding that.
Exactly.
And Peru's right in the middle of all those 6.
On the side. On the side of the coast, because we have the Pacific Ocean.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. And so, I want you to paint a picture in people's mind. Like, what was it like for you growing up in Chimbote?
How do
you
say? Chimbote.
Chimbote. First of all, what does that mean in English, Chimbote?
Chimbote, it's just a name. Bote, it's boat.
Boat.
And Chim, I don't know what Chim could be, but I guess it's named Chimbote because of the fisherman industry that was the first industry of fish. Mm. What's happening in Chimbote?
Boat. Okay, so bote is boat.
Bote is boat.
Boat. Yeah. Okay, okay. I thought you said boat. Yeah, boat. Yeah. Okay, okay. So what was it like growing up there, man? Like, let the people know. Like, we live in a first world country, man. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I wouldn't even say, you know, but you, just so that they understand, right? Because I think that, you know, I think where you come from is a first world country. You know what I'm saying? The West is
I feel you, bro. we grew up happy, you know? Maybe
Talk about it.
We were not rich,
yeah.
Monetary or financially, but also my parents never let us lack anything.
Mm.
I know, like, the hard work that they put on to put, like, food on the table,
mm.
to send us to school, to elementary school, and growing up in the streets playing with my friends before it was social media or, like, all the iPads now.
Yep.
We were out there playing, going to the beach, swimming, playing hide and seek, getting to know
the
neighborhood.
And
skateboarding too.
Okay.
And in the streets, basically, start rapping at a young age of like 14, 15.
Uh-huh.
And not many people rap in my city at the time because it wasn't as popular as it is now.
Mm.
It was more underground, and rapping was a way to get your voice here.
Mm.
To have a voice, because the government is not the best there. And I don't know where the government is good, but
real
there,
talk,
you know, bro.
Yeah,
it was a way that all the frustration and all the stuff that you wanted to say, you could say through rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
You could also protest in a way. So that's how we started, like rapping how we were feeling, what we were living there, and all the things that we were experiencing at the time. We would get together in the park and just share some rhymes and freestyle for hours.
Yeah.
And that's how I grew up. Also very close to my family too. For us, I feel like the Latinos, family is a big thing.
Yep, family is huge.
Your family, your family, that's huge for us, yeah.
True indeed. And so you grew up with any siblings?
Yeah, I have my three sisters. Shout out to my three sisters. And I'm the oldest.
Okay.
In my family. So I have that, like, protective instinct of, like, provide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and so what about your mother and your father? Still together?
No, they are not together.
No?
But
okay.
They have a good relation between each other, and they know that I want to see them well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you grow up with them together?
Yeah, I grew up with them.
Yeah.
With them together.
And how important was it for you to have a father in your life?
It was very important, definitely. Mm-hmm. Very important to have a father in my life. But I always wanted more. Mm. And I always wanted to see what was out there.
Mm.
Not only in my city, I wanted to explore what was out of my country, what was the first world, because I grew up watching, like, movies, a lot of shows, with the hip-hop that comes from the North American culture, and, like, listen to a lot of Biggie, listen to a lot of, like, at the time, the songs we were bumping were, like, some Tupac songs, Wu-Tang Clan Cream, Notorious B.I.G., and I wanted to see what was going on here in North American experiences by myself. And that's how I wanted to migrate and try to pursue and try to go in for my dreams being here.
And okay, so man, most definitely. It's you know, that's the thing with hip hop, right? Like, hip hop is something that is, you know, from its inception in the Bronx to all the way to Peru, you know, Chimbote. You know what I mean? That's just the power of hip hop, right? And you know, you mentioned Tupac and Biggie and Wu-Tang, and I'm sure there's a lot of other artists, right? And you know, especially growing up in the '90s and you know, the music, I would say, you know, for the most part, was way more positive than it is now, you know? So would you say that there was a lot of boom bap in Chimbote?
Of course, like, it was a lot of boom bap there. And I remember those times, like 2015 to like 17, maybe 16. It was boom bap. If you were a rapper, you did boom, only boom bap.
Uh-huh.
If you were doing like other type of sounds, then you were not underground, or you were not like a rapper. You were something else. Even with reggaeton, you know, reggaeton,
yeah,
the reggaeton rhythm. Like, if you were a rapper, and you did reggaeton, it wasn't like so open as it is right now.
Uh-huh.
A rapper that raps on boom bap can rap on reggaeton. Over there, like, in those times, you lose credibility.
Like,
doing music that were not, like, about consciousness or about protest, or mm-hmm. making boom bap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's when I come to Canada in 2016 that I come here and I start listening to this different trap sound, that it was like Migos, Future, I think Drake too.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is this? Like, this is something new.
Mm-hmm.
Like, auto-tune in the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go back home and I show them. I'm like, listen to this. Like, this is way different than we were listening before.
Yeah.
And like, I like to keep my mind not in a box.
Mm.
And be open to experiment. Be open to experiment music, not only like with hip hop, but try to blend. Like, now I'm trying to blend my Latin roots, my Latino roots, with the hip hop sound.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to find a sound that represents me
mm-hmm.
in a way that I can speak from my authenticity and mm-hmm. make something genuine. As a producer too, I learned how to produce by myself because when I came here, I didn't have enough to pay studio to be a producer. I didn't have the connections. So I save, I bought a laptop, I started watching like million tutorials in internet, YouTube, buy a microphone, USB microphone connected.
Yeah.
Start producing and learning, and all of this helps me now to understand music and understand what I do as art, as a way of expression that can help me speak what is in my mind, manifest good things.
Mm-hmm.
And this brings me back to the point that you were saying of how positive hip hop was before, and maybe now there's like negativity involved. And I feel like what you speak, what you say, what you rap, what you put into your art has a lot of to do with manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, you can manifest good things with your music.
True indeed.
You can build a future that you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I never like to rap about, like, I'm gonna die, or I'm something bad is gonna happen to me.
Yeah.
It's the total opposite.
Yes.
I like to rap like I'm gonna surpass this state of emotion, this feeling.
Mm.
I'm gonna pull through adversity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way that encouraged me too.
Mm-hmm.
And helps me build emotional strength, helps me build a lot of tools to keep going through life and getting to know myself. Yeah. So I feel like through art, through music, you can have like a really positive outcome in your life.
100%, man. Words, words are, you know, words hold value. Words are very powerful. You know, when you're speaking, what you say does manifest into the physical. And that's why, you know, it's always important that if you're an artist, that, you know, whatever you're doing, right? Because there's a lot of emotion, and when there's emotion and vibration behind something, you will manifest that into the physical. Energy is energy, right? So sound travels at the speed of 1,120 feet per second, right? And that's the knowledge being acknowledged through your wisdom. You know what I'm saying? And it's important that what we say as artists, because, you know, really artists are very, it is another form of activism. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you know, people were protesting, you know, through their rhymes, right? And that's really the foundation of hip hop music, right? Is the ability to create, to take something that you're going through, you're thinking and you're feeling, whether you're dancing it out, you know, break dancing, whether you're, you know, you're tagging it, you know, you're doing graffiti, whether you're, you know, you're scratching it in a song, you're producing, whether you're spinning it on the mic as an MC, right? And or whether you're teaching it, you know, with knowledge of self being the fifth element of hip hop, it's knowledge of self. So it's most definitely important that we know that what we're talking about. It's important that we know that we have a responsibility as artists, right? Because what we say will have an effect on people,
yeah.
Right? Whether positive or negative, you know? So, man, this has already been a great start to the interview, man. You tapping in with One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. We got Gold Kid in the building. We gonna keep it moving. And look, stay tuned because there's more hot tunes for y'all coming up right after this.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Boom, 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 boom. One Order Radio, Hard Part 6. Come on, hands up, come on. West Coast in the building, baby, let's get it. Bah, 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 bah.
Load up the Pro Tools and press 3. Studio filled with Jack in the Box and Pepsis. Watching War Star videos, not the SBs, laughing at B Pump or stomach turning. I get up and proceeded to write some. Absol in the corner, mumbling raps, fumbling packs of Blackie Miles, crumbling Kush till he cracked a smile. His words legendary, wishing I could rhyme like him. Studied his style to define my pen. That was back when the only goal was to get J Rock through the dough. Warner Brother Records, hope Naeem Ali would let us know. Was excited just to go to them label meetings. Wasn't my record deal, but still, I couldn't believe. Me and Rock inside the booth hibernating. It was simple math. If he made it, then me not made it. Everything I had was for the team. I remained patient, grinding with my brothers. It was us against them, no one above us. Bless our hearts. Champagne Acura, a bunch of instrumentals I freestyled in the passenger. That wore several hats, a producer, manager, director, and DJ. A hothead squabbling bloods, pyrus, and keyways. For this little thing of ours we call TDE, I watch him take some penitentiary chances, to say the least. Remember in the county building with Mixed by Lee, we tried to freak the system just to make a couple ends meet. That's my for show. He brought Q over, but Q didn't rap, but he learned from our inspo. We split Louisiana chicken riverboat special, sleeping next to O2 our consoles to be our refuge. He was homeless and I left home. Q said, Dot, you won't be slept on, you the to bet on. Top had given us dominion in the home he lived in, hoping that we see some millions. God bless our hearts. Please. play Phil Jackson in my early practices. Strategies on how to be great amongst the averages. I picked his brain on what was ordained. Highly collaborative. Rep pushed the label the same amongst the savages. Moose kept my name in the function that he was running. Keys kept the vultures away from me that was coming. Soundwave let me borrow his clothes for shows as a hype man. They cook up in his room till the night ends. Time flies. I'm carrying debates of a top five. Burying my ops and allies. But I done a half job communicating feelings of being stagnant. Life was getting bigger than just rapping. The business, what I was lacking. Top used to record me back when it was poor me. And now we at the round table for what assures me. I guess my motivation was the yearning for independence. Poured everything I had left in the family business. Now it's about Kendrick. I want to evolve. Place my skill set as a black exec. I jog. My memory knowing black hippie didn't work because of me. Creatively, I moved on with new concepts in reach. Top, remember Harlem sessions? We would strategize, then hit the streets, then come back, record three records. To tell the truth, it f***ed me up when D-Man passed. Motive was the condolences, but the pride crash. I had to bypass old mythologies I had. Put my heart on display like it was an iMac. To harm my young, let me be the demonstration. How to conduct differences with a healthy conversation. If that's your family, then handle it as such. Don't let the socials gas you up, but let emotions be your crush. Pick up the phone and bust it up before the history is lost. Hand to handshake is good when you have a heart to heart.
Use your heart and not your eyes.
Baby, just relax your mind.
If you got time, then I got time.
Yeah, yeah.
Free your thoughts and watch them fly. Use your heart and not your eyes.
If you say yes, I'll give thanks. If you say no, never in front its gates. If you say yes, Lord, I'll give thanks. If you say no, never in front its gates. If you say yes.
Otro día que me levanto a las 5 a.m. para irme al trabajo. Cual me mantiene, yeah. Algún día me quitaré de eso, créeme, porque en la música no hay quien me frene. De 16 ya soñaba con rapear como ahora, salía en skate por el parque haciendo la hora, yeah. En el cole pensaba que andaba envuelto en drogas, yeah. Lo mío era distinto, una vaina sonora. En el área descargaba pa'l MP3, yes. En el pariñejo, y si la ves, hey. Tuve un par de fantasías en la clase inglés. Llegaba pa' casa a jugar San Andrés. De cenita chifa con alitas broster. Me gustaba Marvel, pegaba los posters. Escuchando boom bap, rapeando toda la noche. Es increíble que rápido el tiempo se va.
Se va.
Y ya no vuelve más. Se va. Y ya no. Cuarto de mi vida metido en la music. Y no me importan los lujos, las pussies. Quiero ver feliz a Carmen, a Luchi. A Carmen, de Nita, Besita y Lucy. Otro día que me levanto a las 5 a.m. Para el mejor trabajo, el cual me mantiene, yeah. Algún día me quitaré de eso, créeme. Porque en la música no hay quien me frene.
Thank you.
one's for you, baby. Come on now. Stand up, all my ladies across the lower mainland. Boop, 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 boop. Make some noise, baby. One on the radio, 6 o'clock, blitz.
Falling faster and faster. If I told you that you'd wrap my world, won't you around me? Would you let me call you my girl? My girlfriend, my girlfriend. I can give you the life you deserve. Just say the word, baby, and I gotcha, hey. Gotcha.
They don't know about my baby, my baby.